After a long winter of rain in Vancouver, feeling battered by the storms and strange amount of snow and ice that our city is simply not set up to deal with, we've arrived on Cortez Island off the coast of British Columbia for a glorious month of walking the white sand beaches and exploring the richest tidal lagoons on the west coast. Manson's Lagoon's been a really special place for our family since our boys were little. When we moved back to British Columbia to find a place where Forrest and Quinn could grow up connected to nature, I'll never forget explaining tides to Forrest, then 4 years old, when we first moved. That day, his preschool went to the lagoon to search for treasures. As the tide started trickling in, I pointed it out to him, showing him the markers on the rocks 10 feet up and explaining how the lagoon would fill and empty twice a day. Dropping his bucket in alarm, he took off for the beach faster than I've ever seen him run, yelling to his new friends, "The tide is coming! Run for your lives!" I doubled over trying not to laugh as I realized I didn't explain how long it took for the tide to come in. We look forward every summer to returning to Cortez. As the sun shines, we walk through the lagoon at low tide, amazed at the complexity of the ocean floor, gingerly stepping over clam beds, huge populations of sand dollars, thousands of sharp oyster shells. But this year, as we near one of our favorite spots, a small island that's usually crowded with life, it slowly dawns on us that we haven't seen a single starfish clinging to the rocks. Last year, there were dozens piled on top of each other in glorious orange and purple display. "Maybe it's just currents and they've moved," Quinn says, hopefully. We continue to explore and eventually find two starfish dying, cloudy and soft. My stomach drops. I'd read earlier in the year of increasing ocean acidification impacting the scallop industry, and I've seen projections of the impact of warming oceans on sea life for decades. Staring down at the dying starfish, Forrest mumbles fiercely under his breath, "Don't say it. Just don't say it. Everything is not about climate change. Can you please let us just have this moment and this place?"